So Be'ezah Hashem, we learned of Samach Hei of Masechtas Baba Kamma. Some of the topics we learned about include Gneiva, Keren, Kefil. If a person stole an object and it was still Be'en, intact, he's obligated to return the actual object, and he also pays Kefil, an additional amount of the object's value. If the object was not Be'en anymore, he pays the owner Keren, the principal amount of the object's value, and Kefil. Tzvichu Mechira Tashlume Arba V'Chamisha. If he stole an animal and then slaughtered or sold the animal, he pays a total of 4 or 5 times the animal's value. Whether these payments are paid Ke'en Sheganav, according to the object's original value, or Keshas Hamad Bedin, according to its present value, might depend on whether its fluctuation in value is due to Krusha V'Hashmena, the thief's fattening the animal, Shmena V'Krisha, the thief's weakening the animal, or Yukra Bezula, a change in market value. Rav's distinction of Keren Ke'en Sheganav. The principal amount is paid according to the animal's value at the time of the theft. However, Tashlum Kefil V'Tashlum Abba V'Chamisha Kishas Hamad Bedin. The additional amounts are paid according to the animal's value at the time Beis Din issued their verdict. The Gemara explains when this distinction applies. Shinu Kaina. A thief acquires the stolen item if it undergoes a significant physical change. The Gemara brings a machlekes whether Tlev V'Nasa Ayil, an animal maturing, is also considered such a change. Similarly, Shinu Hashem, a change that designates a new name for the object, is also effective. The Gemara's conclusion is that the concept of Shinu Koine is actually a machlekes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Esnan, an animal used as payment for znus, becomes disqualified from being a korban. Karen v'chemesh v'asham, if a guardian swears falsely that an item was stolen and then admits to taking it himself, he pays 125% of the item's value and brings an asham gezeilus.